This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go, y'all. My good friend, been at this together for decades now, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, in his new studio. It's just always good to see you, my friend. So good to see you.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, this is actually the first time our new studio here, we've actually worked out a lot of bugs and so on. So I think we finally have it working for the first time joining you. Like, I've joined other shows and I looked like a smurf. It was all blue and everything was wrong, but this is the first show where it's actually working. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're looking great. And I know you're out there doing all the things that we'd like to be able to do as well in terms of survivability, the skills you've developed and helped to teach others. You know, and I do whatever I can, and I'm just saying this because wherever anybody is right now, I don't want you to look at all the things you don't know. Be glad for the things you do know, and just one thing at a time, you know, add it in, and be prepared for things to change. That's the nature of life itself.
Right. Yeah, for sure. We have to be resilient. We have to adapt to what's happening because, you know, it's changing by the day. I kind of feel sorry for people who aren't tuned into alternative media because they're just – they're lost. They don't understand what's happening, and so everything seems random to them. They see the world as like all these spontaneous, quote, accidents. Gosh, you know, another food plant went up in flames. Hmm. Gee, what a horribly unlucky year. You know, like they don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
So, well, we try to help people make sense of it and navigate it. And thank you, Robert, for what you do. We really appreciate you.
Well, I'm hitting the road a little bit with our good friend Jonathan Emore as he's running for the United States Senate
Virginia
to defeat Tim Kaine. And, you know, he's a man, he's got off the record, I've said it, he can acknowledge it. Ron Paul is going to endorse him. And Ron Paul doesn't endorse many people, as you know.
That's true, yeah.
And to have someone of that stature that knows freedom in the Constitution is so rare. Also someone who won't or can't be bought. Another thing I like to bring up, because we love people of integrity, they're few and far between. But when you find them, you want to do whatever you can to help them.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're all in with Jonathan Emore, and we've got him scheduled to come on as a guest, too. And we want to do everything we can to help him fundraise and get elected. And, you know, it's an enormous effort because the machine, the Tim Kaine machine, is the Democrat machine that can bring national resources to a local race.
It's a Soros money. I mean, it's just how much money they throw at it. He can't win on the merits, Tim Kaine. He's got to run away from his record now. Because even I think more Democrats than they'll like to admit don't like what the Democrats did during COVID, most of them. Except
That's right. Yeah. This is why a lot of people are walking away from the Democrat Party. And also, you know, Biden's not popular at all in real polls, even with Democrats. Most Democrats don't want him to run. And they're suffering, you know, horribly under his policies with food inflation, fuel inflation. And, you know, open borders policies and all the rest of it, it's we're really seeing the destruction of our society today. But it's not hopeless. You know, we can turn it around. And that's what you and I work to do every single day.
Yeah. And I just had an interview with someone talking about water rights and how even, you know, in Utah, a Republican state, Republicans can become corrupt just like Democrats in California. They run the state.
Sure.
And they can do good things, but they can be a lot of other, you know, corruption that occurs, and the people are waking up to see that. It's not good to be nice to tyrants because all you get is more tyranny.
Right.
You have to be belligerent in defense of your freedom. And we've gone to sleep on it because we, we've had it good in our life, Mike, in a lot of ways. I mean, I've had challenges, you've had challenges, but at the same time, I was just reminiscing with my wife about the 80s when we were young, how we look back and we're like, man, that was a great time. At the same time, we're like, is it nuclear war? But overall, we're like, man, if we could have the 80s again.
Hey, wait a second. You mentioned the 80s. Hold on. Hey, guys, bring me that Rubik's Cube.
I heard you were doing the Rubik's Cube on the air the other day.
Yeah, I'm solving it now pretty quickly. Just toss it.
It hurts my brain to think about having to think about how to solve that so quickly.
All right, bring back the 80s. Here it is right here.
That's nice. That's
good times.
Yeah. Just think about all that we're dealing with. They're super, Don.
I got to trump your Rubik's Cube. I've got the original.
Oh, you got the original? Oh, man, that is too awesome. Okay, I'm going to have to bring in a Blockbuster rental of VHS tape just to one-up you on the 80s.
All right. Sorry. I'll let you get back to it.
It's okay. No, look, we got to lighten it up, too, in the midst of the intensity. Now, I'm not pretending that Jonathan E. Morton in the U.S. Senate would change everything any more than if Ron Paul were president could. But each little bit, the ability to communicate things from the heart, the passion that we share, will impact those that there are people that are on the fence. Their hearts have been hardened. We did, by the way, Mike just released, and it's not gone into wide release, just private showings, documentary film Utah Safe and Effective that I was in promoting, and interviewing a lot of injuries due to the COVID jabs, trying to reach the hearts that have been hardened of even the Republican dominated legislature and governor, if you will, in Utah. And we're just thinking about how to get that word out. So the people who are on the fence about taking another booster, we might be able to save some lives here with this kind of information getting out.
Yeah, that's what's critical. I mean, people can make a better choice at any time in this process. And really where you and I meet people is when they are ready to do something different and have a better outcome.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love in your last show you were doing, I saw, you know, your photos there, 500 sessions in the gym.
Looking
awesome, Robert.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you take care of yourself like that as well. It's not just nutrition.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, awesome. It's also fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And can I ask you, is that strength training? Is it striking?
It's a kickboxing gym that allows you to do 9 different rounds of different sequences, whether it be part of it is combat right training as well. So you're actually physically doing things. Obviously, you're wearing pads, but it's been a great sessions for me to learn how to utilize my body in defense as well. But also to have, you know, for people that are afraid of working out because they get some routine and boring, I've appreciated what I've gotten at that gym. I never get bored. It's always different. So mixing it up is important. Not doing the same thing over and over because everybody would get bored at a certain point. And so for me, it's a little bit of everything.
I'm right there with you. I love what you're doing. And I train here in Texas. I train in jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
And jiu-jitsu, it's kind of like the Rubik's Cube at a physical level. You're trying to solve a physical problem in three-dimensional space with an opponent. And, you know, you have the limbs and the joints that only move a certain way. And how do you escape? How do you lock in? How do you maneuver? How do you get out from underneath, you know, a trap of some kind? And same thing with striking, right? So you have to understand anatomy and physiology and mechanics, plus then, you know, have the physical capability to do it. It's a puzzle. It's a fascinating puzzle. Like you said, it never gets boring.
And you know, it's about training the body. I couldn't do what I do today 3 years ago. So when I started, I couldn't kick. You know, I did boxing fitness for years before that, but I never kicked. And suddenly now, you know, I'm doing these wild roundhouses, things like, I'm not falling down doing them, but it didn't happen overnight. I was willing to be awkward and silly because I'm a goofball at heart. And even in the midst of this training, I don't take myself too seriously. Like I'm the macho guy. I like to have fun. I like to make people laugh in the midst of all of this.
Totally.
I'm working out with all kinds of different people and I'm trying to impact on them that it's not just about what they're doing in the gym. When you go out of here and you drink those, you know, those artificial sodas and go to the drive-thrus, you're kind of crushing all of the great stuff you're doing and you can do so much better. And I see my mom at 89 as I talk about her. You know, she's amazing. She's alive today considering the journey she's been on in her life, but because she's adopted these principles as well, she's come through a lot. She's still standing and now dancing again.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. You have to ease into it. And that's true with nutrition or recipes or smoothies or whatever. You know, I always have my smoothie here in the studio. This is what's left of today's smoothie. But, you know, you can't just jump into that on day one. you know, you'll think, oh, that tastes crazy. But, I mean, at this point, it's super delicious to me. You know, avocados and bananas and turmeric and flax and whey protein and whatever else. You got to ease into it. But, you know, just a little bit each and every day, whether it's your food or your workouts or even just training your brain, having more knowledge, having more flexibility, cognitive flexibility.
Yeah.
And so that's why sometimes, you know, we want to red pill people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a curve. Like, you can't just yank somebody out of the matrix all mm-hmm. in one day. And they freak out. They lose it. You know, they're like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? You have to red pill them a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and you do feel by it being an example. You know, that's the point of, like, you living the way you live, the way I live. And that's why, you know, that great respect I have for you is that, you know, when we connected, it was not convenient per se. It was like, hey, there's another guy that's actually seeing it, talking about it, and doing it. And, yeah. You know, I'm in the gym, you know, people are seeing, it's like, okay, at 57, I can't keep up with you. How is that? Why is that? They begin to ask questions. And, you know, I joked, we talked about this when we were together in Austin a few months back, how, you know, I'm, as you monitor the heart rate, and I'm like doing these intense workouts, I'm barely in the green zone, and yellow zone is optimal, but all of these people younger than me doing what I'm doing or less, they're in this red zone. And so that's that cardio miracle thing, nitric oxide stuff, but we learn and we apply and we can help others to do better as well as they're ready. Now, I'm not going to beat them over the head with what I do, but when they're ready, they approach us.
Yeah, no, I've had the same experience, like training, and then I'll have young guys come in their 20s and they'll be out of breath in no time. And I come to find out, well, because they're living on junk food, processed food, no nutrition. Yeah. So, you know, fitness can occur at any age. Nutrition can occur at any age. And you, Robert, because, you know, you're so lean and your cardiovascular efficiency is very, very high. You and your blood carries a tremendous amount of oxygen because of your nutritional habits. So you're kind of like the lean, mean kickboxing machine. You know, it's going to be hard for people to keep up with you.
No, but it's fun to be, you know, not just to, you know, make people feel bad. It's the opposite, because I remind people, just like you've had challenges in your life, the illnesses I carried the first 24 years of my life, where I had what I would consider old age diseases, rheumatism, rheumatic diseases, inflammation of the skeletal system, horrible digestion, skin conditions, respiratory ailments, allergies. I'm like, you don't see that. If you just meet me now, you have no idea. But why do I do what I do? Why am I so excited to show this? It isn't about bragging. It's about, look, if you were as ill as I was at that age and you can do this, you're going to be excited to share that and how it happens, how you can do it too. And so for me, it's an inspiring journey. You know, when people have told me, like mentors for me over the years, but the homeopath I trained with for over 10 years, and he was on death's door in his 40s. And I'm like, dude, if he was on the death door in the 40s, I'm starting my 20s. Maybe there's hope for me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You seem to put them to the test.
What's so freaky about what's happening right now is hearing about all these people dying who are way younger than you and I are. Mm-hmm. People dying in their 20s and 30s and 40s, you know, many of them from the spike protein, right? Myocarditis, you know, sudden heart attacks and so on.
Yeah.
But that goes along with everything that we teach and talk about too, because if the quality of your blood is already improved from nutrition, you know, healthy oils, right? Avoiding trans fatty acids, avoiding partially hydrogenated garbage oils and seed oils and all that stuff. If you have healthy oils and healthier blood in the first place, your blood can handle more of an insult of, let's say, you know, shedding from a vaccinated person or more spike protein. Or if you had to get, or if you chose to get vaccinated, let's say to stay in the military or something, you have a much better chance of being able to handle that versus someone who's living on toxic junk foods and you know, processed seed oils and canola, corn, soy, and all that garbage, cotton seed oil. So huge difference.
Withstanding the assault, right? And that is, you know, the ability to deal with adversity and adapt to survive it and get back to understanding that the basic principles of functionality involve this body, this temple that we're given while we're here. And as I know you and I, we could be talking about anything right now and we'll have a good time. And a lot of these subjects and people are like, well, why didn't you ask Mike about this? Like, well, I'm so interested in how we can be alive and around to talk about those things too. But if we don't care for this body, anything that you find interesting is like, it's going to be interesting at a distance because you won't be able to engage in it. If you're concerned about the things we're concerned about, you want to do something about it. If you're not doing the most basic things to care for yourself, there's going to be a point in time sooner maybe that rather than later that you won't be able to function at all. You'll be relying on tubes to your body if there is even a medical system to support you at that point for those things you didn't know.
Hey, totally. Have you seen my dog, Robert?
I've heard your dog while my wife's listening to your podcast. I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, you want to see him?
I think
he'll come up.
Yeah?
Hey, Rhodey, come up. Yeah, come on up. Here he is.
Look at that beauty.
Yeah, this is Rhodey. Good boy, Rhodey. How you doing? It's now, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Rhodey. Wasn't your dog trained to be something different than a loving kind of pal?
Yeah, he's a hardcore military police dog from Europe, and the German police were about to buy him because he's one of these like real high end performers. Wow. He comes from like a lineage of top award winners in this. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called. It's like a Dutch competition. It's very practical, and he's like a canine version of a Navy SEAL. Part of the training is he has to swim across channels of water, and he has to fetch things and drag them out of the water. And so I call him a self-shampooing dog because I just put soap on his back and rub it in, and I throw sticks into the pond until he rinses off completely. It's awesome.
Dog car wash, automatic.
Yeah, it's an automatic dog wash. And then he hangs out in the studio. And occasionally when I'm doing things, check this out. He was looking at this earlier. I'm about to do a segment on this. I don't know if you can see it. Yeah. Thanks for the camera. This is called Euler's Disc, this demonstrates, it's a physics teaching tool to teach a conservation of momentum and everything.
Very cool.
Hey, Rhodey, come on. And he thinks this is the craziest thing. He's like watching this disc, freaking out. Yeah.
What's going on? I'm not trained for this. What do I do?
Yeah, he's like, what is it, Rhodey? Yeah, good boy. What is that? What is it?
Oh, that's horrible. He's like, I don't know what to do. Do I eat it?
Yeah. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it keeps going. I mean, it goes for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's just a teaching tool. But he likes to look at it, and he's like, what is that? I'm so mesmerized.
I'm not sure what to do with that. So how is it that you're taking it? Oh, look at that. How do you take an animal trained intensely like that and make it your pal? How do you gain trust of an animal like that that's already grown and trained?
Well, actually, so I had to go through about a week of training with the people that train dogs like this.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. And actually, I was the foster parent of this dog because they said, not everybody can handle a very strong, intact, male, large Belgian Malinois like this that's kind of aggressive and has his own thoughts and ways of doing things. And they had to check me out to see if I could handle him appropriately. Yeah. And after a few days of training, and then I got him for like a couple of months and worked with him every day. And it turns out, he and I actually get along very well. And then I've trained him to jump over really tall obstacles and things now.
Wow.
But every time he jumps over something, he wants to bite something. He's like, this must be part of the, prisoner transport training or whatever.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is facing federal charges from his handling classified documents. His court appearance is scheduled for Tuesday in Miami. Security measures have been heightened at the federal courthouse, with U.S. Marshals handling his processing, including booking and fingerprinting. The Secret Service will accompany Trump during the proceedings. Several lanes of Interstate 95 northbound in Philadelphia collapsed this morning after a tanker truck fire. Dominic Morales is director of Philadelphia's Office of Emergency Management.
Being close to the Delaware River with storm drains involved, we're are concerned about the environmental impacts as well, what the runoff might look like.
The fire started under an overpass and spread to the interstate above. China has been spying on the U.S. from Cuba for years, according to a Biden administration official. The spying facility was already in place and had been upgraded in 2019. This admission contradicts the administration's previous denial of a reported eavesdropping agreement between the two countries. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Because he's actually trained to help guard prisoners when they're being transported by police, believe it or not. So he's like, he's always in combat mode, and I have to kind of back him off of that. But it's great. I have extra security here in the studio. In addition to my firearms, I've got Rhodey. So works out pretty well.
I hear you had to take out a rattlesnake recently.
Yeah, you heard that? I did. Yeah, that was last night. A couple of my dogs, surrounded this rattlesnake, and it was a very large one. The rattles can be quite loud.
Yeah.
And my dogs are freaking out, so I pulled the dogs off of them. Fortunately, they were smart enough to keep their distance, and I had to shoot this rattlesnake. And I just realized, dang it, we're in snake season again.
Yeah.
It's like the winter in Texas is great because there's no snakes.
Mm-hmm.
But then around this time, not only is it the rattlesnakes, but then it's the rat snakes. So they're going to go after all our backyard chicken eggs.
Right.
So I'm going to start catching snakes.
Well, yeah, it's the wilderness living, but this is part and parcel of the history of humanity up until more recently, you know, and that's part of the, you know, collapse if they succeed in separating us by those who are willing to go into digital prisons and those who are willing to resist and go back and connect with the natural world.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and by the way, Robert, I want to thank you for giving me that gold back that one day.
Oh, yeah.
That is so cool because, you know, I interviewed Jeremy and I love the gold backs and we might be doing more interviews with him and figuring out how we can help publicize it. But the gold backs, I think, are such a great concept and, you know, real gold in, you know, quote money or bills or whatever you want to call it. Gold and silver is where it's at, man.
Yeah.
And I notice you're wearing an AR-15 We the People t-shirt.
Yes, yes. Too. And despite Biden trying to say it's an assault weapon, it's a defensive weapon, y'all. You know what I mean? And there's no definition for an assault weapon in the Constitution to ban it, much less any. But and I think that we talk about gold, silver, lead, that kind of thing. Of course, you made my son work really hard after you interviewed Jeremy Corden from Goldback.
It was
dipping out everywhere. It was crazy. I warned him. I said, you know, Mike's going to talk about this. Look out. Which was, I'm grateful that he did because, you know, part of the problem with even as we perceive gold and silver to be superior to paper printed, you know, out of thin air, backed by nothing, really, there's always been the history of bankers that realize people don't take those so-called certificates or notes and cash them in for the actual gold they used to represent or silver. And so in fractional reserve banking, they said, hey, you know what? We can loan out more than we have because no one ever comes until the bank run happens. And so this solved that. Technologically, but also not technologically. The technology is that they can fractionate gold down to a level which you couldn't feasibly do and hold on to it without losing it in that. Yeah. And then instead of having it represent gold held by somebody you have to trust in a vault somewhere, you actually have it and use it and spend it like you normally do with silver coins. And so you make gold spendable for everyday items. And I thought, this is brilliant. And now the technology is there to produce this and, you know, make it in a way that's very difficult to near impossible to counterfeit, which is always another issue as well.
Well, I'm going to be handing them out as tips and things like that. I'm acquiring some from Jeremy, and I plan to, like, places where I eat or wherever, you know, give them a green cash tip. But then on top of that, hey, here's one 1,000th of an ounce of gold.
Yeah.
Just to show that, hey, okay, here's fake money, which is your regular greenback tip. Mm-hmm. And then here's real money. Yeah. And learn about this. Like, check this out. Go learn about it and hold on to that, right? Because that's real value, a real asset. So I just like to spread the idea, just like you did with me. You gave me one. I'm going to give them to other people. So talk about, you know, paying it forward. It all started with you doing it.
Well, and people light up when you do that. I'm telling you, every time this has happened, my son is doing this always as well. It's like you look at people holding it, and they're like, this is gold. Yes, this is really gold. They're like, their eyes get big. It's like something shifts in them about that. And, of course, we mentioned the digital ID, digital currency, central bank digital currency. If they want to eliminate cash, and, of course, the cash you carry, if it's a Federal Reserve note, is going to be value less, even though right now you can exchange it for stuff. The idea is to practice now, not when you have to begin exchanges.
Exactly.
Like I go to the local Ace Hardware, and if I want to buy nuts and bolts or anything, I can spend gold backs.
And can you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's legal tender.
Take them at Ace?
About five, because they're independently owned, even though they're a large corporation.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You can't go to, like, Walmart and do it. But family-owned businesses, mom-and-pop stores, as well as, like, independent, you know, franchises can decide. Like, the gym I go to, we talked about that. Guess what? I pay my monthly membership in gold backs.
That's cool.
She's thrilled. It's like, I get paid in gold? Yes.
right.
It changes behavior now while we still have an opportunity to do it before we need to, per se.
And it lets them have a source of value that doesn't lose 2% every month, which is what's happening to the dollar.
Yeah.
They call it inflation, but it's really currency devaluation, as you know. And that's not going to stop anytime soon. I mean, ever. The dollar is going to collapse before inflation is solved.
So we have ability to stabilize local communities, and I know there's a lot of innovation. If you have junk silver, you have the ability to exchange in that way, too, for everyday items. With the inflation on food, eggs become valuable in terms of currency for some, too. But the idea with the gold backs, which is brilliant, is to make something we're used to doing, little notes or pieces of semi, you know, things like that size, exchanging them for things. So it's not radical departure other than what you're using. And people go, I understand that. And, right. Oh, it's gold. So it's something I'm encouraging people not to buy, to hoard, to collect, even though they're beautiful and people do collect them. But the idea is to just change your environment, your localist community, and begin to exchange with people.
And let me point out, the best thing about Goldbacks is you can't lose your password.
Right.
There's no password. It's physically in your possession. You have the element of gold, the atoms of gold. Whereas if you have an online wallet, you can lose your password. Or you can be locked out, or you could lose the device that you use to access it. You know, they want to do, like central bank digital currencies with mobile phones. Well, what happens if your phone gets stolen? You lose your phone, or you lost your password, or, your fingerprint. They're going to want your iris scan, your fingerprint, an anal swab. Who knows what they're going to want out of your phone? It's like stick it down your pants. That's your password. Really? No. No, thank you. How about let's just do something that's got real gold and silver in it.
Yeah.
And it's as good as gold because it is gold.
Yeah. The vulnerabilities that you describe in terms of digital currencies and even those that are in the crypto. And look, I'm a freedom guy. If you think that's going to survive everything, that's fine. I have a little bit more pragmatic in terms of the history of humanity and where we always end up. And, right. And we are deceived by thinking technology can solve everything. It's a great tool.
Exactly.
But if you fully rely on it, you are so vulnerable. Moving forward, and we know with the digital identification, that's why, pushing back on real ID, that's why I never numbered my kids, with social security numbers. And yet we were able to push back on the government based on religious freedom grounds, and they have passports without them. And so these are the ideas that seemingly are foreign to many because we just go along to get along. We do what everybody has done, and I'm not wired that way. God bless my mom. I love her because she's always been a freedom lady. Surviving a lot. She survived, the transition from Palestine to Israel. She saw the war was in. So she's seen a lot, and it impacted on me and my view of freedom and how precious it is to fight for it, being able to stand up and not go down the road everybody goes just because everybody goes down that road.
Absolutely. Well, that's what makes you just rockin' Robert Scott Bell, and also a part-time kickboxer. Let's see, full-time ass kicker, part-time kickboxer. Yeah, that's Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, and for those of you who don't know, Brighteon.tv, we are on our second hour on Monday show. We're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, but, that was all we could fit in, apparently. So anytime there's more, we'll do more. But we love being on that that segment with you guys as well, because your team is doing such great work there.
Well, we love having you on, Robert. I honor your work and everything that you stand for and what you've been teaching people now for, I don't know even how long we've known each other, a couple of decades at this point. You've done amazing work this whole time. We'd love to have you on the network. We're continuing to make investments in our platform, Brighteon.tv, Brighteon.com. It's just going to continue to get bigger and better with more and more audience. So spread the word, folks. Robert Scott Bell on Brighteon.tv, in addition to, your own show, your own site, your own other platforms as well. Whatever you're doing, Robert, we support it.
Well, I appreciate you, Mike, and it's so good to have you in on this journey in this lifetime. You've been one of the highlights as we've journeyed on so many, wild adventures. And
true.
Yeah, and coming back and seeing that you're still here, standing strong, and continuing, not bowing to pressure ever. In fact, when people pressure you to do the wrong thing, you're going to push back on them or just kind of go out the other way. And that's been fun to watch the development and growth. And I'm just glad we can be a little part of that, too.
Well, happy to have you on our team and to join you here today. We appreciate you. And, we're just innovating, building platforms. We got more surprises coming out later this year as well. Some really good stuff and one that's going to blow everybody's mind. I really can't drop hints about that one yet, but it'll be mind-blowing. Your happy face guy back there in the infrared sauna, I think he's done.
Yeah, he's good. He's done. That's when my wife put that there a while back to say, we just need smiling faces back there. Too.
Tom is hanging out, I think. Yeah. Is that what that is?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what we're feeding him, but he's hungry or thirsty or something. But as you sweat enough, you gotta replenish. Yes. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, my good friend. It's good to chat about anything with you guys. And just like I said, the philosophy of what we do is a big part of what sets the stage for people. Why is it better to do what we do? In our life, why are we doing it? It's not to impress you and pick up chicks. It's honestly to inspire you to live free. Live your mission, your passion in life. And that's what I always get from you, Mike. And that's why it's so much fun to hang out whenever we can.
Well, you're always welcome. You make it to Texas, you come on in and join me in the studio here. We'll broadcast from here.
I'll look forward to that. I've got to see how I can get there. In the meantime, I'm going to be traveling the country a bit with Jonathan Emord this weekend, heading seventh in Arizona, of all places, Phoenix, Scottsdale. I know you know that area.
Yeah.
So I've got some events there. So we'll stay in touch. Anything you need, you let me know.
Okay. Thank you, Robert. God bless. Take care.
That's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and also on Brighteon.tv.
Well, that's Mike Adams, as you heard, and he doesn't have a lot of time to do interviews, so it's fun whenever we can catch up with him. And you guys are hopefully getting naturalnews.com email alerts, as well as Robert Scott Bell's show email alerts. And that is the newsletter that Super Don, when he has a moment, and he hasn't got many to go around, you just sign up over at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, or text to this number, 22828. So in your text field, enter 22828 and send RSB, my initials, RSB, for Robert Scott Bell. And then you will be prompted to enter your email address, and we will be plugging you into all the great things happening on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back to wrap up hour one after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show. Welcome back as we wrap up the first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got questions of the day that come in from time to time, and y'all are missing it if you're not listening to our weekday show, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5, etc., because it's plus factors, Monday through Friday as well, Eastern Time. Well, this question came in from Lori as a follow-up, and she was asking about something last week, and she said she had listened to some guy named Clayton Thomas. I don't know who he is, but she liked what he was saying, probably another podcast or something. Similar to what we talk about, food, whole foods, natural ways to heal. But then he mentioned illnesses, Lori says, that have fungal origins, like candida, possibly cancer, etc. And then he says, not verbatim, according to Lori, that in the same breath they talk about fungus being bad, they also push mushrooms for treatment. Different mushrooms for different issues. What is a mushroom? A fungus. Given the right environment, mushrooms can grow in your body, he said, and even your brain. So she says, I've been taking mushroom powder on and off for quite a while in smoothies. What the H do you want me to do? What do I do anymore? His wife, Dr. Ram, and he have a product called Roots. Oh, okay. So I think I know the reference here. I believe that it's a current rave. Yeah. I'm thinking of sticking to the Not a Doc protocol, Silver and Cardio Miracle, which I've been using for a week now and believe in what it can do for me. Thanks for letting me vent. What say you about this fungus as a root cause of many diseases versus fungus mushrooms to help heal? Well, this is a great question. It is one of those dichotomies in reality that when you see cancer or end-stage diseases, you see fungal growth. And this is in humans, it's in animals, and we talk about the decay of, well, plant life. If you've got an old-growth forest and you've got one of the trees dies and it's on its side, you see it decaying and you see a lot of fungal growth in mushrooms. So it's part of the natural process of recycling physicality. It's fascinating. And there's also a lot in communication. All planets apparently connected through this mushroom biome underneath the ground even. It's pretty fascinating. At the same time, for those that are confused that it's only bad, there is great validity to immunomodulating properties of mushrooms. Energy-enhancing properties of mushrooms. I mean, we promoted the Super Mush product, and I like Dr. Ram and the Roots products that are out there. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, nor is it one all mushrooms are bad or all mushrooms are good. It's always finding out the species, the form, what is appropriate to what you need. But I agree with you, Lori, if you're getting success with the silver aloe type protocol, the things we talk about, the 100% whole food, selenium, chromium, silica, and more, including the Sovereign Copper from our friends at Sovereign Silver. And a lot of this you can get at choosetobehealthy.com, of course. So it's not easy for me to answer this in a short segment, but I figured it's worth tackling because there are so many of these things that come up when someone says, hey, I'm all vegetarian, I'm all vegan, and it saved my life. And then somebody says, I'm all paleo or carnivore, and it saved my life. Could both of those things be true? Yes, because we're all metabolically different individual, and our metabolism and our needs can change from within our own body over time, whether it be due to aging or other exposures environmentally. So, Super D, are you like deer in the headlight frozen with a question like that? It's like, I acknowledge there's a breakdown component to fungus and there's a life-sustaining element to fungus. And two things can be true that seem to be in opposition like this.
Yeah, well, you know, it would be interesting to cover this in a longer segment on maybe like during the week or something like that. But
sure.
You know, yeah, I mean, anything that is good can also be bad, right? I mean, look at the bacteria and the stuff that you've got in your gut right now. As you've said before, there's things in your gut right now that if they go out of balance and out of whack, could kill you.
Yeah, that's
right.
The risk if you change your environment. But
yeah.
Different species of mushrooms have different medicinal, compounds and properties. And we utilize mushrooms at home
100%.
In various forms. And the super mush is amazing. There are teas.
I love mushrooms, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love mushrooms. A pizza is no good if it doesn't have mushrooms on.
Yeah, a little fungi on the pizza.
That's right.
So, Lori, yeah, don't overanalyze it to the point of paralysis, but go with what is working, and yet there's validity in utilizing mushrooms as medicine and nutrition. In fact, silver is another constituent of mushrooms, interestingly enough, and silver is, I believe, really good medicine as a mineral if you use it right, in the bioactive form preferably. So anyway, we can follow up with that. Lori, if you have another question, send it on in to robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Please all check out the upcoming events tab. There's so much going on today after the show. In fact, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona at the Giving Tree, 5 o'clock local time. You're probably too late to show up, but we also have Monday and Tuesday with Jonathan Emord, the U.S. senatorial candidate for Virginia in Scottsdale, Arizona. Back on Monday with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.